Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hello and welcome to episode 37 of From Long Distance to Marriage. And today we are going to be talking about the importance of being apart.
I have a cold again.
Yeah, you always have a cold.
I feel like every 10th episode I have a cold.
I think before we get too further into this episode, I think we're going to have people in long distance saying,
We're always apart. Yeah, so this is probably more aimed at people who aren't in a long distance relationship, although... I mean, yeah, probably really, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, if you're married, if you live together, yeah. So... What?
It's important.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because once you do start living together, whether you're married or not, I guess you're just always together. Certainly for us, if we're not at work, we're together. Occasionally we're doing our own thing, but if we're at the house, 99% of the time the other person's there. If they're not there, it's just because they're out for a while and we're back. Like, every single night... We're together.
Yeah, and we're not one of those couples who, I mean, there are couples who are like, well, I don't want to watch this, so I'm going to go up in the bedroom and watch that. Like, we don't really do that.
No.
Like, we kind of see our time together as sacred, and we want to enjoy that and have our time together. But I think having some time apart can be really, really valuable. It gives you time. I know this sounds really, not manipulative, but that's the word I'm going to say because I can't think of a better one. It gives you a chance to miss each other. And I remember, like, when we were long distance, you know, I'd be like, oh, I haven't heard from him in, you know, an hour or this or that. My mom would be like, just leave it. Like, put your phone down. Don't answer him straight away. Like, let him miss you a little bit. Like, there's a lot of magic in missing each other. And even if maybe you don't live together, even if you just live in the same town and you've got your own places, but you probably spend... a majority of your free time together, or maybe even in your wider circle of friends with your partner. But two things really, as far as, you know, I think about it. Yes, it gives you time to have some space away from each other, miss each other. And also, you know, you have time to enjoy your other friends or just time with yourself or whatever. And I can't remember which episode it was. It was in one of our earlier ones, but we talked about how, you know, you need to take care of yourself in order to be the best you can be in your relationship. And part of that is having time to yourself, to mull over whatever you're going through, career stuff, family stuff, just your own headspace.
Just do what you want, like watch the movies that you want or...
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I mean, Rich is in a band and normally he has a weekly practice. And I really value that time. You know, that's my evening to kind of, you know, get the kitchen really tidied up, and come maybe watch shows that I know he wouldn't like, or maybe talk to my mom for the entire evening. You know, like, that's my space and my time. And you're out doing something fun that you love with your friends, you know, your bandmates. And that's really valuable to us. And I think it might be something that after closing the distance, people kind of struggle with or don't think to do. Because I think, oh, we've spent so much time apart. We want to be together all the time.
It's not actually something to, like... do immediately after your close distance, like, you know, we didn't.
No.
But, yeah, I think as time goes on and you're married and things, like, well, I mean, what prompted this episode was you spending a night at a friend's house on Friday. Mm-hmm. So we both went to work in the morning. You went to her straight from work because you work with her. I came home to an empty house and I was really looking forward to
it. You had the doggos.
I had the dogs, but you know what I mean. Like, and I was looking forward to it. And I was at work, so I could get the house to myself all evening. I could do whatever I want. And it was great.
Are you happy for me to talk a little bit about what prompted that?
Yeah.
Basically, we've just been really butting heads this past week. And there's been a few things that we could tell were building up in the other that we hadn't really talked about. And you could, it was just tense. We were just kind of... There was snapping going on. And we weren't full on, like... screaming at each other or anything like that. We don't really do that anymore, thankfully, mostly. But it was a matter of just like, oh, and I went upstairs because I was just kind of tired of us just like snapping at each other. I took a bath And I was messaging with my friend anyway, and we were talking about getting together. She, you know, she recently got a new apartment, and, you know, she's like, oh, we should have some girl nights. I said, hey, do you want to do that girl night, and I'll stay the night this time? Because I stayed with her recently, but I couldn't stay the night because we had to be out early the next morning. But it was just really nice. We went there, we just ate junk food, we drank cheap wine. It wasn't that cheap, but it was good. We drank pink wine, rosé, and we just laughed and watched trashy TV. And I needed girl... You know, it wasn't just that I felt we needed maybe an evening apart to reset, me and Rich, but I just needed girl time. I needed to laugh and just be stupid and silly.
Yeah, and I think I like time on my own.
Yeah, everyone needs time on their own.
It was great, and what did I do? I came home, like, I cleaned up the garage, did a bit of stuff around the garage, did some stuff, because we've had all the... It's been used for storage, all the house has been done, so it's been a mess, so it's back to being a functional gym. Did some stuff around the house, had some pizza, watched a movie I wanted to watch that I knew you wouldn't want to watch, went to bed, like, did some work up there, like, stuff wouldn't normally get to do. It's your own routine. You're the master of your own destiny, and time's your own again, and it's nice. Like, so it's only for one evening.
And it also gives you some space around, like, for us, it gave us some space away from the things that have been frustrating us with each other. And I think it gives you some perspective. Because when you're allowed to miss someone, you suddenly get a bit more forgiving, I think. And then, so yesterday morning, or the morning after, I'd spent the night, like, I was at my friend's house, woke up, and I was messaging Rich about what we were going to do when I got home and stuff. And I could tell there were a few things that he'd like me to get done around the house, and, you know, a few things that he felt would, like, set us up for a good weekend. So when I got home, he was out doing, like, his volunteer stuff. And I thought, okay, I'm going to crack on. Also, it was fucking hot in England yesterday. It was, like, 88 degrees Fahrenheit, 31 degrees Celsius. So I got home, like, at 10 and thought, right, I'm going to go outside and get, like, stuff in the garden done, you know, stuff around the house done before it gets too hot, and then we can just enjoy the day. And when you got home, you were like, oh, okay, that's really nice. Like, I appreciate that. And then we were able to talk a bit more calmly about the things that we needed to talk about. And now we're back on track. And we had a really good conversation last night about what's been going on with us. And not that there's been anything in particular going on, but just why we've been a bit snappy with each other. And we're so much better off for it. And I actually don't know if we would have achieved that if I hadn't stayed out with my friend.
Yeah, maybe not. We would have eventually.
But yeah, but maybe not yet. Or maybe not in such an amicable way.
But I think it goes back to what we've said a few times before, that, you know, before you ever got into a relationship, you had this sort of relationship with yourself where you know the things you want to do. There may be, you may have certain inclinations to how you spend your free time when you're on your own, and you don't get to do that when you're with someone else all the time. Unless you're incredibly selfish, I guess. But so just because you're in a committed relationship where you do live together doesn't mean that neither of you should ever get that time and space
with yourself. Yeah. I mean, I would never trade what we have for being single again, but there are certain aspects about being single that I think I took for granted.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just the freedom of it. Like, I don't know, it's full on being married or, like, in a committed relationship. Even being in a long distance relationship is really full on.
Well, the thing is as well, like, it's still work to an extent. Like, not necessarily maintaining the relationship itself, but you have domestic responsibilities when you're at the house. So you not being here, you weren't thinking about cooking dinner, doing the dishes, like, whatever it is that you'd normally be thinking about. You weren't in that environment, you know, so, like, for an evening, you're not...
It was a break.
Yeah, you're still a wife, I'm still a husband, but you're not, like, homeowner for those few hours.
Not taking care of anyone or anything.
Yeah, it's just time for yourself, and that's important. Like, it's always important to sort of discharge and just...
Ew.
Yeah, that sounds gross. Sounds like pause.
Do you mean recharge?
No, I meant, you know, just, like, let things
disconnect.
Out.
Disconnect.
Disconnect. Discharge. Relax. Discharge.
Don't ever say that again.
That's the right word, right?
I mean, I've never used it heard in that context, but that doesn't mean...
But, you know, yeah, so you can just sort of take your foot off the gas and just relax and then discharge and then recharge.
Stop saying discharge. God damn it.
It's like an infection.
And I think some people might be concerned. I mean, maybe you're getting to a point in your relationship where you feel like, you know what? I could do with this.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you don't, like, love each other. Like, if it's the first time you've had the feeling, thinking, oh, I want some time away, an evening away, does that mean anything? Like, it's not going on a break.
Yeah, I think you just need to be, you need to pick your moment when you say, like, oh, you know, I feel like I need a bit of time, or I'm going to do this. Like, this past week, when I decided, okay, I'm going to go to my friend's house, stay the night, and have a girly night, you know, when I had, like, gone upstairs to take a bath, you know, we'd kind of parted on snappy words, and so I didn't tell you until the next morning, because, like, when you came up, I didn't want to be like, I'm going to stay at my friend's tomorrow, because, like, what's that going to do? Like, you're just going to feel like, oh, okay, great, you're trying to escape me or whatever, or you're trying to revenge, something like that. And so you came up, and then we kind of made up a little bit when you came up after I got on the bath. You kind of said something. They were like, okay, like, we were okay. So I told him the next morning, like, oh, just, you know, I'm staying at my friend's tonight. We're on a girly night. And so I think me choosing to not tell him when things were, like, fraught between us was probably the right thing, because you wouldn't have taken that well otherwise, would you, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
You're just trying to get back at me or something. So, it's important, and I think it's also important to not let your partner think that you need time away from them. Do you know what I mean? Like, in that way. Like, it's important that you frame it as, yeah, I just need some time with myself or with my friends.
It's not about getting away from you, it's about, yeah, time by yourself and, like, regrounding.
Yeah. Like, I remember I went to Berlin years ago with work. We went for, like, a weekend. And that was, like, the first more than, like, one night, I think, for your bachelor party or something. There's been a couple, like, odd nights we've been apart. But that was, like, two nights. And you were like, oh, well, this is different. And I was like, yeah, I know. I don't really know. But, like, other than that, we don't really do that.
No.
I've gone back to America once without Rich for a week and a half. But every other trip that I've had since I lived here to go home has been with him. And that was really nice for me. That was hard for you, though, I think.
It got easier. But, like, the first couple of nights. And it was weird, because if, like, the other night, when it was one night, I don't feel sad. You don't take that time. You're like, I'm going to make the most of this.
Yeah, because
when you go for, like, 2 weeks, the first day, you're like, this is really different. Mm. Like, it's quite a weird, like, change.
Well, no, I think, like, the first couple days sucked, and then your friend came to stay. You had, like, one of your best friends
down.
Yeah,
my old housemate came to stay.
And you guys just had, like, a video game boys weekend. And then, after he left, then you got really bummed out. And you were like, I'm ready for you to come home now.
I don't really remember it.
Yeah, I had the text messages. You were like, only 3 more sleeps until you're home. So now people know you have a heart. What are we going to do about that?
I don't know. I'll have to delete this episode.
He has one, but it's black. But I think we meant... A while back, I can't remember what any of our episodes were. There was one where you and I were talking about something, and you were like, oh, I read this thing about how people take breaks from each other and, like, go out to be in nature, and you were like, I want to do that. And yeah. I was like... What? Like,
but it wasn't necessarily about being in, I think it kind of was about being in nature, but it was about, and that wasn't for a prolonged period of time, that was, I'm going to go out for a couple of mornings, just go for a walk on my own and have time to think.
Yeah.
I think that's important, like, because I still maintain that to be the best sort of partner in a relationship, you have to be the best you, and that means taking time to really think about who you are and what you want and, you know, how you develop and, you know, just have a sort of clear mind. And I think it's hard to do that when you're with another person all the time, no matter how good that person is for you.
Yeah, you lose yourself a little bit in a relationship. Like, it happens. And the longer you get to get, longer you've been together, like, sometimes I look back and think about, like, the things I did with my own time. Like, I never do that anymore. Like, I used to just, like, go to the bookstore and wander the shelves for hours, grab a coffee, grab a stack of books and, like, you know, read through a few pages of each to see which one I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wander around stores just looking at stuff, like, just doing what I, you know, just looking around, moseying about things I liked. And, you know, at the time I had a really nice camera, I'd go out into the desert or, you know, go out to the river and take pictures and stuff. And now, obviously I lived at home, so I didn't really have, like, household responsibilities beyond just picking up after myself. But now it's like when you're in a relationship and you've got a place together, everything is goes into your relationship or the home. Like yesterday, like I said, I came, obviously this morning started out at my friend's house, and I came home after Google sent me the weirdest way home. Like some of these roads, babe, that they put me on, it was like, how does Google even know this road is here? It's tiny, it's ridiculous. I just meant I didn't know if I was gonna make it home, that's all.
Okay.
Anyways, I got home and I couldn't just like sit down and chill. There was stuff to do. The house, we've had a lot of work done recently and we're trying to get things back in order. There's dust all over still. And the yard, you know, we did a bunch of weeding and stuff last week, and the garden clipping bin was full, so there's just weeds everywhere. So I was putting those in piles and putting them into bins to take like to the tip or the dump, you know, to put and stuff. Like there's just so much to do. And I knew if I didn't do it, well, I knew that you'd appreciate me doing it. Not that you'd be upset if I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, okay, well, I'm going to get cleaned up and then we're going to go have a lunch date together and we needed to go to the mall and I needed to buy some stuff. And like, it was, you know, there's just no time to give yourself that solitary soul time that I think people really need. What was your solitary soul time like when you were young? Like I said, I went and looked at books and got coffee.
No, I think it depends. Like, it depends how old I was. I used to write stuff, or I'd do a lot of reading, researching, play the guitar. I don't know, just all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, creative. I see friends, stuff.
Like, yeah, try and be creative.
Yeah, and I spent tons of time with friends. And now, like, obviously, I don't have as many friends here as I did back home. So, there are, I think if you, basically, if you don't do these things, if you don't revisit, you know, what you were before you were half of a relationship, you can lose a little bit of yourself, and nobody wants that.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, if you're in a relationship and it's all going well, this is still good. And if you're more, like you said, where you're having moments where you're kind of getting snappy with each other, like, don't be afraid to remove from the situation temporarily, and just, and I think, if you're having, like, we weren't having problems, we were just having, like, a moody couple of days, but
yeah, we
if
just,
you're having, like, problems and you can move yourself from the situation, like maybe go to a hotel or see friends, but I think it's good to sort of like reflect on thinking, okay, what did I originally like about this person? Why did we get together? Maybe write a list of all the things that you originally saw in them, because I think it's easier as the relationship goes on, if you start having those sort of issues, I think it's kind of easy to become emotionally hard, you know, and you just see this person as an annoyance. So if you can, like, take yourself back to when you know, it's all magical and new and everything you saw in them, then I think that will help you soften up. And maybe help you to realise as well that they're still that person. They've just got, you know, they've got new challenges and difficulties that you may not even know about that they're dealing with, and maybe they need some empathy for that moment. And yes, I think just being out of the situation can just help you get a new perspective and see them as a person and not just this irritant in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's sad that you can start to feel that way. Like, I think, like you said, we weren't like having problems per se, but there were a couple weeks where things just didn't feel quite right. And then, yeah, there was like a week of like just moodiness and snappiness every day. It wasn't all day every day. Like, we were getting along, but then there'd just be these moments where it was just like someone's head would rear up and snap. And I just thought, like, you know what? Firstly, I don't want to come home to this tomorrow. It's Friday. I want to have a fun Friday. I want to start my weekend off happy. I want to remove myself from the situation. I want us both to have a break. Maybe, you know, whatever was bothering you, you could reflect on. I think it was a really good decision for us. And it's something that actually, you know, I've never done before. Mm-mm. In that way. And I think that might be where some people could get concerned. Like, you didn't get worried when I said that, did you?
No.
But do you think some people could?
Yeah, I think some people could.
But so how do you think people can, if, you know, the person listening thinks, actually, no, I really want to do this, how can they approach that in a way that's not going to scare their partner or make them think, oh, fine, fuck you, you want to be away from me?
I mean, it's all dependent on why they're likely to say that. If they're someone, you know, if they've been, for example, cheated on, or you have cheated on them and they know it and you're recovering from that, then I think that that's going to be an exceptionally difficult conversation.
Yeah.
If that hasn't happened and they're just a bit dramatic or sensitive, then spend a bit of time beforehand thinking about, okay, what's likely to be how they're going to view this. Because it goes, like we said in the previous episode, when we had the Meet the Couple episode of Sam and Jared, and he said, you know, always assume good intent, and that's really stuck with you. Like, it's the same thing. So, if you think, okay, their concerns to this are going to be rooted in, like, their fears, you know, so assume good intent in them having an issue with it. It not being, I don't want you doing that, it's, that concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll try and preempt what those concerns might be and just say, okay, look, this isn't because I don't want to be with you, or blah, blah, blah. It's just we spend a lot of time together, and I think it'd be quite fun if we can both sort of have our own time tonight and then see each other tomorrow. And, like, yeah, just approach it in a measured way. Because at the end, there's not anything bad. It's not, I need time away from you. It's, I think we'd benefit from time alone tonight. And I think they're very different propositions.
Yeah. Proposition.
Yeah.
I think people might feel like, well, what am I supposed to go do? Like, yeah, go spend time with your friends if you feel like... I chose that because I felt like it was something that was really lacking. Like, I haven't had, like, a girls' night in so long. Just, like, I just really wanted that. And it all kind of just came together at the right time. Like, I needed it in terms of my marriage. We need a little bit of break. I needed that with friends. And it was just good timing. Or, yeah, like Rich said, like, go stay at a hotel. Go to a bed and breakfast, you know, one town over that's cute. You know, go spend the day antiquing. Like, whatever it is you'd like to do. Like, just...
like, indulge your own hobbies. Like...
yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah, like, you have to love yourself first. And I think it's also important to remember the person you are outside of that relationship. Like, you know... yeah, but these couples that get divorced or someone suddenly dies, and it's like, I'm completely lost now. Like, okay, yeah, okay, you're going to be lost anyway because it's a loss, but...
you're also faced with, like, oh, wait, who am I without this person? Yeah, exactly.
I've forgotten what I used to do. I've forgotten the person I am. I've forgotten what I enjoy. You don't see yourself as an individual. You see yourself as half of a couple. And, like, and you are that, but your half of the couple is made up of the individual that you are. And so I think every now and then it's... and not, like, weekly, but occasionally indulge your own time and think, okay, you know, so for me, like, that'd probably be a trip to the big guitar store, or...
well, we like doing that together,
too. We do, but, you know, like, well, last time I went there, you went to the cafe and wrote, and I went in there, and I didn't feel rushed, and I still was just...
that's because you were, like... you were testing out amps. That was less exciting. Like, if you're looking at fun guitars and stuff, I'm like, oh, I want to see.
Yeah. But, you know, it's whatever it is for you. I think it's important to do that and have time on your own and just remember who you are and what makes you laugh and what gets you excited. And
because it's still okay to be that person, like, that you were.
I think it's important to be that person.
Yeah.
Because that is the person that your partner got to know.
And fell in love with.
And fall in love with. They didn't get to know the one of you that's bogged down with...
life.
Yeah, with work stress and domestic duties and being up in the night with the kids if you've got them. Like, that's all stuff that you did together, but it's not the person that they originally knew. So it's whatever you can do to... and I don't mean don't grow. Obviously, grow and develop and mature. So things are going to change. But your essence, like, your core person will still be there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in different situations, and therefore, different parts of you come out.
And I think, you know, if you're having, I think this is important. So we spoke about this because we felt we needed to for that night. I don't think it's only important when you need to. I think it's good every now and then to do it anyway.
Like for maintenance.
For maintenance, yeah. For both your sanity. And if you are having some troubles, like I said, so, you know, one option, go on your own, write a list, all the things you like about them. Maybe including that list where you may have... what they may have liked about you and where you've deviated from that. You know, see your own role in this. But also, try and do things together as well. Like, the dates that you went on way back when, try and replicate those. Like, if you're having trouble, it's not just about removing yourself from the situation. It's about making your time together more enjoyable, less stressful. Like, it's the same principle. You take yourself out of the situation to be on your own. Well, you can do the same thing as a couple. Remove yourself from the home, from those stresses.
Well, that's, like, why I suggested, like, what we did yesterday. Because, like, I needed to go to the mall. I needed to get, like, a bunch of, like, you know, toiletry-type stuff that I'd all run out of at the same time. I needed to get some new jeans. And, like, there's this mall that we've been going to, you know, since we very first met. You know, since I first came over here. And, you know, we've gone, there's a lot of, you know, fun movies we've seen, a lot of fun shopping trips, a lot of fun meals we've had at the restaurants there. And, like, it's a great, it's always, we always have a good time there. It's, like, a happy place for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I got home, did loads of work in the house and said, okay, I'm gonna take a shower. Like, let's go to the mall. Let's have lunch. We went to, like, TGI Fridays, where we haven't been to for years, but for a while we went there a lot.
Well, and, regularly.
Well, we went, I'd say we'd go, like, if we had a meal at that mall, it was there for the most part.
Yeah.
Which would have been maybe every couple months or something like that. So, yeah, regularly we went. And, again, it was kind of, I'm only now realizing that I was subconsciously trying to recreate, like, what you just said. Like, the early days and stuff, where, you know, maybe things weren't so stressful. Yeah, we were married, we were newlyweds, so maybe, you know, it was still the honeymoon period, or maybe, you know, we didn't own a house, so while we had to pay rent and pay bills, we didn't have to worry about all the shit that comes with owning your own house and everything you're responsible for. So maybe it was just simpler times, and that's what I wanted to take us back to, because sometimes you just like that, and sometimes it's lovely to go back to your roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone needs that, and you know, you shouldn't feel guilty for needing time on your own. Obviously, if it's like, I mean, we know couples that it's like, every single day, it's like, I need 2 hours to myself. I can't deal with the kids. I can't deal with you.
Yeah, okay, so
that's different.
Yeah, that's the important distinction. If this is every single day.
It's a what, babe? What's your favourite word on the podcast?
A caveat?
Yeah.
It's a caveat. Yeah, I mean, look, if they're just being a cunt, that's different.
Ooh.
But
them's fighting words.
But you know what I mean. We're talking,
being selfish.
I mean, the last time we had a night apart, when was it? I think it's when you went back to America.
I think so too.
3 years ago. Like, we're never apart. So, like, the one evening in 3 years, like, that's a real treat for us to have that time apart. If I say to you every day, right, I'm going to be on my own for the afternoon, like, that's like, why be with you?
Yeah, what's the point? You've chosen this person to share your life together. Why are you then going to be like, every day, I need to come, okay, 30 minutes, something like that?
Well, if you're removing yourself to be on your own because you've got something to do, like, well, I'm going to, you know, like, okay, so we've been recording lately. So I've been saying, I've got to go upstairs and practice. I've got to get my part down. Like, if you've got something to do, that's different. If, well, I'm just saying, I'm going upstairs to be on my own every day, and you haven't got a medical condition, and you know, like, you're genuinely stressed and stuff, it's just because you want to, like, fuck that guy. Or woman.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been times when we've both been like, I had a really shit day at work, like, I just need, just don't talk to me for half an hour. Just
totally.
Decompress.
Decompress, that's the word I was looking for. Not discharge.
That's funny, babe.
Discharge.
That's so gross.
Anyway, yeah, so you were saying.
Yeah, I was just saying that there's a difference, you know, we're all going to need ad hoc time. Like, you don't have to constantly be on for each other. But, you know, just give yourself a break sometimes. Give your partner a break sometimes.
And also, like, allow your partner to decompress you. Like, you're really good at that. You'll know when I'm stressed. It's like, okay, I'm going to do something nice for you. I did that for you when you were having your hard time in the last year. I was buying you, like, bath bombs and stuff. Like, you know, you have a responsibility as the partner to see when something's bothering them. I think, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of pampering, make them feel good. Like, that's your role.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always a case of, right, I'm stressed, I'm fucking off for an evening. It's that, you know, it's important not to do that.
Yeah.
You have to be present. You have to each play your part and do your duty, so to speak.
Duty.
But on occasion, touch base with yourself as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't do shit right in life if you're not in a good place yourself.
So we'll wrap it up there. If you've got any questions or thoughts on this, come and talk to us. As always, we are on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Mrs. Distance, all one word. And you can find us on our website at longdistancetomarriage.com. Yeah, come and talk to us. We are currently talking to potential guests for the show, so if you'd like to be one of those, send us a message on any of those platforms, and we'll be back next week.
See you then.